Spirit is within us, working through us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, and I was thinking, I'm just going to just go through a few things, because I think what was done in the Spirit, that, you know, I'm not going to belabor something that, just take it in. We just thank the worship team that can flow so beautifully in the Spirit. I just want to say that's amazing. We love you guys. We don't take that for granted either, believe me. We love the flow, and we know that's where it's at, right? But there's so much more God wants to do. And then I think, was it Jim that you were saying? Anyway, the scripture the Lord gave me too was things never discovered or never heard before, things beyond our ability to imagine. These are the many things God has in store for all of his lovers. And we're lovers of God. God loves us, and we're lovers of God. But God now reveals these profound reality to us by the Spirit of God in us. Yes, he has revealed to us his inmost heart and deepest mysteries through Holy Spirit, who constantly explores all things. And so it goes on. This is in 1 Corinthians 2. I'm sorry, I should have given you a reference. But it says, after all, who can see into a person's heart and know his hidden impulses except for that person's spirit? So it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are only fully understood by his Spirit, the Spirit of God. And where is the Spirit of God? In us. Come on, right? So we have it. Praise God. And then I love this. And this was the Lord was really pinpointing to me. For we did not receive the spirit of this world system. Come on. We're on a higher heavenly perspective. Amen. For we did not receive the spirit of the world system, but the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us. Wow. Whew. Wow. Wow. All this done by the Spirit of God in us. We are not alone. We are empowered. We are never victims. We are empowered by God. It goes on to say, and we articulate these realities with words imparted to us by Holy Spirit, and not words taught by human wisdom. Come on, I think that's what you were kind of saying, Jim. You know, the intellect, we can understand things intellectually, but there's things by the Spirit that goes beyond human wisdom to understand. We join together Spirit-revealed truth with Spirit-revealed words. Someone living on an entire human level rejects the revelations of God's Spirit, for they make no sense to them. Do you ever have that? Like, people look at you like, I don't know. I don't know about you. But he can't understand the revelations of the Spirit because they are only discovered by the illumination of the Spirit. That's why we have Holy Spirit. He's our helper. He's our counselor. He's our guide. He's our keeper. He brings revelation. And those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully evaluate all things, and they are subject to the scrutiny of no one but God. For who has ever intimately known the mind of the Lord Yahweh well enough to become his counselor? Come on. Who is Yahweh's counselor? No one. Christ has, and we possess Christ's perceptions. That is, in another translation, we have the mind of Christ. Amen? Amen. The other scripture, Colossians 2, I'm sorry, 1, 27. Let's start with 26. There is a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been concealed from the world for generations, but now it's been revealed unfolded and manifested for every holy believer to experience. We can experience and understand and get revelation of the great divine mystery. So it says here, living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory, the mystery of Christ embedded within us, embedded. It's not just like just laying on your head. I mean, it's seared into us. Amen? And the mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope, filled with the riches of glory for his people, and God wants everyone to know about it. Amen? Wow. I don't know. God's up to something big. You know, his kingdom come, his will be done. You know, it's about bringing the kingdom and the kingdom and partnering with Jesus. Jesus didn't issue the Great Commission. He issued a great partnership that we are to join with him. So I just pray next week, we just really let out a shout in the park and just let everybody know that Yahweh is amazing. Our God is awesome. And he can do exceedingly above what we can ask or think. And it says, according to the power that works within you, Holy Spirit in you. John 4:17 says, by living in God, I think it's 1 John 4:17, by living in God, love has been brought to its full expression in us. Because all that Jesus now is, so are we in this world. We have everything we need. So the Lord is saying today, you know, in Psalms 23, it says about how the Lord restores my soul. You know, he leads me by the waters. I believe that he's trying to have us see who we are in the waters. As you look in the water, to really see who you are, that you are a glory carrier, that you have Holy Spirit within you. There's nothing you cannot do. God is for you. God is with you. Don't settle for anything less than what Jesus died for you to have. Come on, right? There's more. And God is our helper. He helps us with all these things. So we just thank you, Lord. I don't know. I just feel like I just can't go any further with that. I just want to encourage you, live in such a way that you know Yahweh is within you. You're the abode of God. You're the tabernacle of God, the Holy Spirit within you. And you have something to give. Everyone here, there's no exception to the rule. Everybody has the Spirit of God within them. You all have gifts. Gifts that you didn't earn. Gifts that he freely gave. Things that you never have to earn. You don't have to question, am I good enough? Or do I have to do this and this in order to get that? No, the gifts are free. They're not rewards. So move in the gifts of Holy Spirit. I think about maybe we'll have some woman at the well experiences where we give a word of knowledge. Isn't that what Jesus did? Tell this woman that, hey, you had 5 husbands, and she was totally shocked. You know, there's things that God gives, things that he gave us actually for evangelism, you know, and just, you know, speaking a word of encouragement, a prophecy, a word of knowledge to you know, the Holy Spirit, again, in you, that river flows in and out to those around you to bring hope, to bring salvation, to bring healing, to bring deliverance. That's what our God is all about. Amen? So, I don't know. I just felt like, is there anybody here that needs prayer, this special prayer? I don't know. If you didn't tap into something during worship, you know, but if you feel like you need prayer, we don't want to, we want to come around you. We want to come around you and encourage you. So if there's anybody, just let us know. So, okay. So Father, we just thank you. I don't see any hands, so I thank you, Lord, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So no matter what is going on, we're not moved by external circumstances. We're only moved. We will not be shaken because we have Holy Spirit in us and with us to live out this incredible life that you called us to live in the confidence of the power of the Holy Spirit. That, Lord, you gave us the Holy Spirit. It was a promise. You sealed us with Holy Spirit, that we never have to walk alone, that we don't have to live a powerless life. That, Father, I thank you, you sent Jesus, and it said he already massacred, destroyed our enemies at the cross. Now, Father, let that reality become true to us, that we walk in such a way that, Lord, we are never a victim, that we are powerful in you to do exploits in the world. For you said, for the Spirit of the Lord is within us. So we have a mission, we have a call, we have an assignment. Father, whatever that is in our workplace, in our family, in our neighborhood, at the grocery store, whatever, Father, whatever it is, Father, that we would tap in and know that, Holy Spirit, you are in us, this living water flowing in and out, to bring us that power, God, that surging power, that cascading love flowing in and out, Father, that the world will know that surely our God is a mighty God. Surely our God is a God of love and a God of power, a God of might, a God of mercy, a God of hope, a God of peace, a God of joy. I thank you, Father, that it's a well within us. He put an artesian well within our bellies, that it needs to flow out, flow in, flow out. Father, that we would just move, that we'd be in the ebb and the flow of who you are, God. And Father, we will see many things done in the Spirit, many things being manifested. Come on, we're expecting, we're believing, because you said we are as Jesus is, and we can do all things according to your word, oh God, because nothing's impossible with you, because we have your Spirit in us. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. Come on, just thank you for the power within you. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship you, Lord. Yes. Yet to come. Jesus. was hearing the Lord say, he took 12 disciples and turned the world upside down. Don't look at numbers. It's the Spirit of God within you. You are powerful in the Spirit, Kathleen. You are powerful in the Spirit, Jim. Come on. Rise up. Rise up. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a blessed day and have some treats. Barb gave us some awesome treats again today. Thank you, Barb. So enjoy your fellowship with your powerful brothers and sisters in the Lord, right?